Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Again, in tune two, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. As always, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bible and get your pen and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God in the person of Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word very shortly. So it's very important and vital that you get your Bibles and pens and papers so you can follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. And as always, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, we come in the name of Jesus, your Son. We come in his name to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have allowed us to see without hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every angel that you have administering and watching over us while we slumber and sleep. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise again for who you are and for all that you're going to do, all that you have done. Heavenly Father, we love you on tonight. We bless your name because you are worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. You are not like man. You are awesome in all your ways. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. I start with my father, James Frank Brown, Sr. Heavenly Father, you know his condition and you know his situation. And you promised in your word that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So I'm standing on that promise on tonight, knowing that all is well and that your word and you have the final word and the final say regarding all of us. So we pray, Lord, you would have mercy upon him and that your will, not my family's will, but that your will concerning him would be done to your glory in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come on tonight listening to all those that has been affected by the mass shooting at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at the Tree of Life Synagogue on tonight. We ask, Lord, that you are moved by your spirit, comfort and strengthen all those that have been affected by this mass shooting. Let them realize and know that those that have lost loved ones in this shooting, that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, not only those, but all those that have lost loved ones on this week, we pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit and let them feel your presence, let them feel your loving arms wrapped around them, knowing that you care for them even in the midst of trials and tribulation, even in the midst of loss of loved ones. that you still care for them. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that may be listening on tonight who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer that you will move by your Spirit through your word on tonight, that it will touch their hearts and prick their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth even on tonight and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. And once they are saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us for your glory. Heavenly Father, you know I have a situation in my own body that I'm dealing with. My sinuses and allergies are trying to act up on me, but I know that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. So, Lord, I'm asking that you would heal me so that on tomorrow, you know, I have 4 different services to be involved in on tomorrow, and I cannot do it without your help. So I need you to strengthen me in my body on tonight so that I will be available to be of good use for your glory on tomorrow as I minister to your people through music on tomorrow, that you'll be glorified. It's my prayer. And I know it's already done, and I'm claiming it by faith in Jesus' name. And then, Father, we also lift up every listener that faithfully tunes in and listens to this ministry, that you continue to bless them and grant them their heart's desires. And, oh, Lord, we pray that you will plant it in their hearts and minds to share all about this worldwide ministry so that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well, that you alone will be glorified as our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to us saying on tonight, seek respect, not attention. Respect lasts longer. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, seek respect, not attention, because respect lasts longer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com. I do not have any announcements on tonight. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go into a short music break, and we're going to come back and get ready to hear from the man of God in the person of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. Once again, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word again on tonight. So I pray again that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. So we're going to play for you, the listening audience, on tonight in the music break, Worth Living. Aren't you grateful to Jesus Christ that he thought that our lives was worth living, that he took it upon himself and he came down from glory and he came down in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt with his own blood? A debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. So he thought our lives were worth living, and he came down from glory, and he sacrificed his life for you and for me. So we're going to enjoy this music break together, and following this music break, we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to
Tonight, aren't you grateful on tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself thought that our life was worth living, even though He know we are flawed, but we are still we are favored by God. I thank God for the blood of Jesus, and guess what? That same blood, it still works today. What a mighty God we serve. So right now, I want to, before I bring Pastor Norman King on, I want to give a shout out real quick to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, the pastor and shepherd of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church located in Detroit, and also my Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church church family, and also to Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. He's the pastor of Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where I am the musician there. I just give a shout out to those great men of God and to the congregations. So right now, we're ready to receive the word on tonight from Pastor Norman King. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. So humbly grateful for another opportunity and a privilege to be in the presence of Almighty God. Thank you, Brother James. And I want to just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for this opportunity to allow myself to be used by you. Speak to me that it be you and not me, that I may decrease and that you increase, and that your word will touch someone, Father God, even just one person, Father. We know that person out there. I pray that they be open to receive your word, not my word, but your word. And we ask these prayers tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Redeemer, Lord, say amen, amen, and amen. Last week, I was speaking, it's kind of like a part two, but a different angle. Last week, my sermon topic was from the 23rd Psalms, and it was topic that my cup run it over, and I hit some points that kind of lead to tonight's message, because our cup should run it over. Amen. And we got so many examples in the Bible of talking about being filled and run it over, you know, and if we full, amen, then there's no room for nothing to come in, because the power and the flow of the Holy Spirit will push everything out that make no room for nothing bad to come in. So as I looked at it, part two of this message is coming from a different angle. So tonight is going to come from Ezekiel, the 43rd chapter, still with the same topic in mind that my cup may run over. And Ezekiel, the 43rd chapter, verses 1 through 5, I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. Verse 1 says, "After this, the man brought me back around to the east gateway. Suddenly, the glory of God, the glory of the God of Israel, appeared from the east. The sound of his coming was like the roar of rushing waters, and the whole landscape shone with his glory." Verse 3, "The vision was just like the others I had seen," Ezekiel said. "First, by the Kibar River, and then when he came to destroy Jerusalem, I fell face down on the ground." Verse 4, "And the glory of the Lord came into the temple through the east gateway. Then the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner courtyard, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple." So tonight I want to use a subtopic from my part two series of this and say, this is the moment. What moment? It's your moment. Even though I'm going to talk about the moment of the glory filling, but I want you to take this message personally. Amen. And I want you to say to yourself, this is my moment. It cannot be your moment apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. But God got you in position. If you are listening to this message, you are exactly by his divine appointment is where you supposed to be tonight. And then that you receive his instructions, amen, tonight. And just to talk a little bit briefly of last week, the recap, you know, I was talking about how to have every need of life met. And we said that the road is not always smooth and the conditions are not always favorable. Amen. But one thing we can say, that if you trust in the Lord, King Solomon said that trust in the Lord thy God and lean not on your own understanding, because Jesus, as the good shepherd, come on somebody, amen. He said in John 10:10, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giving his life for his sheep. Then it's you. You got to know that you are his sheep. Come on. And he's our good shepherd. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we talked about confessing the Lord as your shepherd. And we must do that, saints. Amen. Know the Lord will meet your every need. Now, I call you saint. Come on. Because some of you might not even know that you are, but you are. By God, you are, all of us. Come on. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so all of us was in God's plan. Come on, somebody. Amen. But as I get into this Ezekiel, I'm going to touch some areas, because I say that this topic is, this is the moment. This is your moment. Amen. Now, the glory of the Lord was promised. Amen. And we got a couple of different times that the glory came. I'm talking Old Testament now. But with this message coming forth, I want you to be mindful that you got to make a decision. Amen. And for this to be your moment, there must be a decision. And some of you have been tarrying, been waiting too long. And the thing about it, you know it. Come on. I've come to learn as I get older that people generally already know. It's not because they don't know. So you know who I'm talking to tonight. Amen. You know if you're that person who's been procrastinating, putting off what you know is good for you. Come on, somebody. Amen. This is your moment. You are where God wants you to be to receive this word tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. So as I introduce this area of scripture, it's talking about when the Messiah returns to establish God's kingdom on the earth, a new temple will be built. Now, we know Jesus came one time. Come on. Huh? He came. And we know that he's coming again. Amen. Now, in his temple will be the Messiah's temple of who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When the new temple is completed, a very special manifestation of God's glory will return and fill the temple. What's so awesome, good God Almighty, is I study God's word and become more God conscious of his promises. Come on, y'all. We know that Jesus is coming back, and it won't be like the first time, but we know for sure he's coming back. Amen. Just as God gave a very special manifestation of his glory to the tabernacle built by Moses, come on, we have Exodus 40 chapter, verses 34 through 38. It talks about a special manifestation of God's glory in the tabernacle built by Moses. Amen. And to the temple built by Solomon. That's 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, verses 10 through 13. So here, I have shared two examples already. Come on. Amen. So he will fill, talking about God, he will fill the Messiah's temple in the last days of human history. Amen. See, when you know the truth, he said the truth shall make you free. So if you notice that he did it through Moses, he did it through Solomon, and other words, everything is pointing toward Jesus Christ, y'all. And he's coming back. Amen. Ezekiel had seen God's glory depart from the temple. From the temple. And you know why? Due to the people's terrible sins. See, you may think you're getting away, but some of you have been living long enough to know whatever you sow, you will reap. Even though if you thought at that time you got away, to find out that you didn't. Come on. Amen. So I'm going to say again, Ezekiel is something, you know, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It's something to experience the glory of God and through the different experiences in your walk with God. And God shows you something one time, and he shows you a second time, and you know this to be true. Amen. So Ezekiel has seen God's glory depart from a temple due to the people's terrible sin. But this was not a new experience for the Israelites, okay? You know, during the days of Samuel and the high priest Eli, the Lord withdrew, what, his glory. Amen. Some of you tonight, on the sound of my voice, have had some up and down rocky experiences on your faith walk. Come on. You've seen God use you mightily. You saw where you something went through you. You started experiencing certain things in life. And you got overwhelmed, you know, some of it because of the people who you allow to be around you. Come on, somebody, amen. And the choices you made, you was influenced by them because you stopped being around people who was on fire for God, amen. So here we say that during the days of Samuel, the high priest Eli, the Lord withdrew his glory and allowed the Philistines, to capture the Ark of the Covenant. I'm talking about sowing and reaping. If you sow good seed, you'll reap a harvest, a hallelujah harvest. But if you sow bad seeds, you will receive a destructive harvest. Come on, huh? Amen? It's the very Ark that symbolized the presence of God among his people. Amen. Even to, as a result of Eli's daughter-in-law, she named her newborn son Ichabod, which means no glory. And I put a footnote down here. Be carefully prayerful what name you give someone. Amen. Don't just flip a coin and you name your child or influence somebody's name, their child, anything. Come on. Now, as I continue on, it was not until David's day that the ark and glory of God returned to Israel. Now, let me relate this to real talk right now in this day and time right now. You done experienced something in your life. You was in the wilderness. You accept Jesus Christ. He brought you into the fold. You was on fire. You was moving. You was growing. You influenced and impact people in a godly way, but then something happened. It could be death of a loved one. It could be circumstance of loss of job. It could be whatever it may be, but you know what it is. Amen. So here, as it says here, it was not until David's day that the ark and glory of God returned to Israel. Amen. Then when Solomon finished the temple and placed the ark in the most high, the most holy place, God filled the temple with a very special manifestation of his presence. Now, let me skip. Let me deal with you for a minute. On fire. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God blessing you. You've been a blessing and all these good, awesome things through God is working in your life. I'm going to say again, like I said a while ago, but something happened. I want you to know, no, let me back up. You know what happened, but I come to let you know tonight that this is your moment. Tonight is your moment for your cup to run over like it did in time past. Come on, somebody. Amen. God's glory, back to the glory, God's glory once again departed from his people and executed judgment upon them. I'm talking about sowing and reaping, y'all. God allowed the Babylonians' army to destroy Jerusalem and the temple and to depart from the people, scattering them all over the nations of the earth. Now, here again, let's be relevant in this word. This is a Bible, biblical history about what happened in time past. You can relate this to your own life, what has happened to you in time past. But I say again, This is your moment. Tonight is your night, that your cup may run over again, that you will put yourself in position by repenting of your sins, getting back in line with God, that God may fill you, that your cup may run over through the word that's coming forth by way of the Holy Spirit tonight. But in the present scripture that I'm sharing, God offers his people great encouragement. Just like I'm being a faithful, humble servant tonight to share with you God's words of encouragement. Amen. Despite their awful circumstances and exiles, and I'm going to say to you, despite whatever you may have done in the past, and some of these people had lost family and their nation was destructed. They lost homes. They lost property. You have lost homes. You have lost property. Come on, somebody. Amen. But God is saying, I got a promised Messiah who's coming back again. And his name is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So despite what you have done and despite what you have not done, I'm going to reemphasize again, tonight is your moment. This is your moment. Amen. The promised Messiah is coming again. We'll be constructed and a new worship will be instituted amongst God's people. See, revelation before manifestation. God wants you to see this. And how can you see this? It's depart yourself from all those things that's pulling the strongholds that keeping you from doing and being that person who God ordained you to be. Romans 11:29 says the gifts and callings of God is irrevocable, meaning God does not change his mind. So tonight is your night. Tonight is your moment. Amen. I'm talking about a very special manifestation of God's glory. We'll return. Now, even though we know this can be the end, but I want you to hear this word to you tonight. Some of you are broken right now. So what God is saying, I want your cup to be filled tonight, that your cup may run over with my glory. Hallelujah. Amen. But this cannot happen until you repent of your sins. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Amen. So in his presence, I'm talking about God. You know, you think about if you go to an ocean and you got waves, and those waves are moving, and they move, and right there at the edge of the beach, the tide gets bigger and bigger. See, the waves symbolizes God's presence. So his presence will overwhelm, it will knock you off your feet. Come on, huh? It will fill you up to the point that, you know, y'all ever had an experience with the Lord where you were so happy you just couldn't say nothing? You couldn't even talk. God wants you to feel his glory again. He wants you to feel it. Amen. He wants you to allow him to fill your cup, that your cup may run over. And sometimes we got to cry out loud, glory, glory, glory. Lord, I need your glory. Hallelujah. Come fill my place, this place which you has ordained. I'm crying out. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. This word is for somebody tonight. I want you to know that, continue to cry, but be genuine. But I want you to know that God knows that your water is trouble. Your life is in trouble right now. Amen. But his wave, let his wave overtake your troubled waters. Come on, somebody, huh? That the river, and even though the water, your life is in trouble right now, God wants you to know that his presence, his glory, is designed to flow in and out and around your life. Amen? He wants you to know that his glory is falling just like rain. But take off that hat. Take off all those strongholds, those ties that keeping you from being overwhelmed by his glory. This is your moment tonight. Amen. Yes, he knows that your water is troubled, but he wants you to know that his river is flowing. So right now, tonight, he wants you to repent. Amen. So you can be overwhelmed. So the rain of his presence will overshadow you. Come on, somebody, amen. Because the river is flowing right now. The river, I'm talking about his presence. The glory of God is falling right now. This is your moment. Amen. This is your moment. Really, I'm about done with this sermon, but I just want you to receive this word. Amen. Let me give me some more water. Mouth getting dry. Glory be to God. Amen. So, as we look at these different examples through the life of God's people through the years, Ezekiel, in his vision of a new temple, Ezekiel saw God's glory return to Israel. That's what the first five verses in Ezekiel 4:3 is talking about. Now, what does this mean to you? God wants you to be able to be a musician, that his glory will show you things that you cannot see right now because of your sin. Come on, I got to say it like it is, y'all. Come on, huh? God is saying, I want you to see the vision I have for your life. Come on. Amen. And it goes here and says that he saw God's glory come from the east, and he heard a voice that sounded like a roar of rushing waters. Come on. That reminds us of Acts, the second chapter, verse 1 through 4, daughter, y'all. As God's glory descended to earth, I'm going to relate to you now. As God's glory is sitting there hovering over you, wanting you to make the right decision tonight, so you can be so overwhelmed, so saturated with his glory that your cup will run over. Amen? It says here that all the surrounding land shone with the radiance of the presence, of the brightest light imaginable. Everything surrounding the temple, all the land and buildings glowed in the reflection of God's blazing holiness and glory. Now, let's take it back home. God wants the same thing to happen to you in your life right now. He said this same thing. He said he has no respect to person, y'all. He wants you to come up out of your rut. He wants you to quit dealing with things your own way. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares on him for what he cares for you. Amen? Let me give you some more examples. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Different times that God displayed his presence and glory. He displayed it when he manifested his holy presence to Moses in the burning bush. He displayed it when he gave the law to Moses at Mount Sinai. He displayed it when Solomon's temple was dedicated. He displayed it when he called Isaiah to serve him as a prophet. He displayed it when the angels announced Jesus' birth. He wants you to be able to see what he has displayed for you and your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the glory of the Lord entered the east gate, verse 4. Then the Spirit of God immediately, come on, y'all, took Ezekiel into the inner court of a temple. The Holy Spirit wants to move on your life tonight, right away, immediately. Amen? Amen? Ezekiel actually saw the glory of God return to the nation of Israel and fill the temple. God wants you to have a holy vision of your life so you can see through the eyes of the Spirit what God's plan is for you and your life, for you to be doing as your life will go to bring glory unto him. Amen? What's that, Matthew 5:16? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which are in heaven. Now, when the glory shines, every time in the old time and even right now waiting for you to walk in obedience, standing there in stark amazement, Ezekiel suddenly heard a voice speaking to him from inside the temple. I said a while ago, God himself was speaking to his prophet. Amen. The Lord explained exactly what was happening and why. God's glory will fill the temple for four purposes. Let me stop for a minute. The same way he explained exactly what was going to happen to Ezekiel, he waiting to do the same thing to you. Amen. He has no respect to person. Amen. But God saying, you got to repent, though. See, Brother James, God got me on the repent words tonight. Glory be to God. Because we know that if we have not done right, ain't nothing going to be right until we do repent. Amen. Now, I said, as I continue on with this message, that it was, let me say it. Okay. God's glory will fill the temple for four purposes. Number one, the new temple will be the place where the throne of God and his presence, his glory presence, will be. Amen? That's number one. Number two, the purpose of the new temple will be to honor God's holy name and to guarantee a righteous society throughout all of Israel. Number three, the third purpose of the new temple, the hope of God's presence on earth, would be to stir the present generation to repent. Maybe that's what I'm doing tonight. Amen. Present generation to repent. Amen. Now let them put away their whoredom and their carcass of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. This is Ezekiel 43:9. That's what it said. In order for me to do what I has ordained, there's some things you got to do. And let's make a decision. Take some stuff that you know ain't right and get rid of it. Ezekiel 36:27 says, And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and what? Do them. Amen. Number four, the purpose of the new temple will be to teach that God is holy and people are sinful. Amen. People must become ashamed of their sin, ashamed enough to approach God exactly as he says. Now see, we who in Christ know how we once were. Until we admitted our sin, God can't do anything until we admit our sin. And that's the reason why we got to quit sugarcoating stuff. This world is in total chaos, people. And it's nothing new under the sun, because what we see is what God has said, and it comes from disobedience. Amen? But as I get into this message and winding down now, and I hope that it's been something in here that's been a blessing to you, because I said you got to make a decision that your cup will run over. This is your moment. Tonight is your moment tonight. Amen. This is look, your water, meaning your life, is in trouble right now. You've tried this, you've tried this, and you tried that. Some of you have tried all these, I'm not gonna name no name, but all these commercials and got all these people who are making all these promises, send your money for this. No, all you need to do is seek the Lord while he may be found. You don't need to spend no money on all these things and all these. Oh, come on, people. Amen. This is your moment. And he wants your cup to run over. He wants to shower his presence over you, that your cup may be filled, that your cup may what? Run over. This is your moment. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory. It's tonight, as you continue to humble me, Father God, that I may be obedient and not speak what I think, but be in position through my study and through my dedication and laying prostrate before you, Father God, that you will clean me, drain me, stir me, do everything you need to do, Father God, that I may be pleasing in your sight. And I thank you for this time, and I give you praise, honor, and glory. And to let the redeemed Lord say amen, amen, and amen. And this is a song I'm going to play to close out with.
God is awesome. just what I needed at the moment. I needed to know that in his presence, that in the ways was his presence, and in his presence was his glory. Let the waves of your presence come fill this place. Say amen.
Glory is falling. This
everything broken, everything is hurting tonight. Come feel this place. We won't leave the same way we came. Lord, we need the glory tonight. Come feel us. Feel us up where we're weak. Feel us up where we're weak. Feel us up where we're weak tonight.
And it's my last statement before I turn it back over to Brother James. As the songwriter said, don't leave the same way that you came. And I hope that this message has been a blessing to you, and then it stirred you in such a way that you will get yourself back in line with the Lord and allow him to fill your cup, that your cup may overflow. And I thank you, and God bless you, Brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I, too, pray that this word has been received by someone on tonight, because it is the truth that this is your moment. This is your opportunity. As long as you are able to hear our voices on tonight, if you know you're not saved in Jesus' name, if you have heard this word on tonight, this much-needed word for such a time as this, this is your opportunity. Why? Because this is your moment to give your life over to Jesus Christ. That's what he's waiting for. He's waiting on you. You're not waiting on him. He's waiting on you to surrender. So that's what the word of God is letting us know, that this is our moment. So when we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ and we start walking in our kingdom principles and we start walking in our God purposes, then we will know that our cup will run over with everything that we need. If you need peace, if you need joy, if you need love in your life, if you need happiness, your cup will run over with everything that you need when you give your life to Jesus Christ. That's what he's waiting on you. So I pray that this word has been received by someone on tonight. It was a powerful, much-needed word at such a time as this, as I said earlier. Pastor Norman King has given us a lot of information on tonight through this message, and I pray that you do not take this message lightly or in vain, that you don't receive it in vain, but the Lord will speak to you through his Holy Spirit and convict you to the point that you will open your mouth if you are not saved in Jesus' name. And be saved in his name on tonight. And if you are saved, that the Lord will either convict you, even tonight, if you know that you're not walking in your God purpose the way you should. If you have walked away from the Lord and you have become a backslider, that you get back on track and get back in fellowship and good standing with the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you can, will be able to fulfill your individual God purpose for God's glory. That's what our prayer is for you on tonight. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I thank God for each listener, and as I always say, and it's the truth, God knows that I do pray for you, the listeners, and I ask that people continue to keep me in your prayers and keep this ministry in your prayers, that it will be everything that God has called for it to be in these last and evil days, that he will be glorified through it all, and that his will be done through this ministry, not my will, not any guest that comes on this platform, not our will, but that God's will be done for his glory, in Jesus' name is our prayer. So as we get ready to close out tonight, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, as once again we come to you, giving you glory and honor and praise for who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy toward each one of us, even your sufficient grace. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace is sufficient for thee. So we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and sufficient grace toward all of us. We know that we are not worthy of them. We don't deserve them. But because of your great love for us, that's why you extend your grace and mercy and sufficient grace toward us. So we ask that you will continue to move by your Spirit in the lives of every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word, that everywhere we go, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, and that we will not be ashamed to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Because your word said that if I be lifted up, talking about your son Jesus, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And guess what, listeners? He's drawing people to Jesus Christ through you and through me. So I pray, Lord, that you will touch the hearts of those that have backslidden and not on the wall doing their God purpose or fulfilling their God purpose in the earth, that they will pray to you, Lord God, and ask for forgiveness of their sins so that they can be back in good standing and fellowship with you, so that you would allow them to be able to fulfill and complete their God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, again, we want to continue to lift up all those that have been affected by the shooting in Pennsylvania at the Tree of Life synagogue, and also the young man that had the different bombs and pipe bombs that he was sending to different Democrats and different candidates, even former president. We pray, Lord, that you would touch his heart, because we know that there's nobody but the enemy. But even through him, you can change his heart, you can change his life, and you can change his mind, and he can turn around and be saved in Jesus' name and be a vessel that you can use for your glory in the earth. Even though he has committed a hateful crime, you can change his life. If he would only seek your forgiveness in Jesus' name, you can use him too to be glory, that you will be glorified through him. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to move by your Spirit in the lives of every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land. And Father, that we can continue to be faithful to you, and that we will do your will and not our own, and not be men pleasers. And Father, it's our prayer that on tomorrow, should you allow us to see tomorrow, it's our prayer, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit in every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name on tomorrow, that your word will go forth with power on tomorrow, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word, and we will become more faithful doers and committed, humble doers of your word on tomorrow after hearing your word. So we ask that you will move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, on tomorrow like never before, because for the times that we're living in, we know that the signs are letting us know that your Son, Jesus Christ, is soon to come again, and we know that he's coming again. And this time when he comes, he's not coming back this time like he did the first. He came with a purpose the first time, and that was to save and it's those that were lost in sin through the shedding of his blood on the cross. But he rose on the third day with all power in his hands, and he's now sitting at your right hand, making intercession for the saints of God. So we know that he's coming back again, but the second time he's coming back in all of his splendor and full glory, and he's coming back for those that have accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior, and those that have been committed, faithful doers of your word here on earth. So we just look forward to that day when your Son Jesus Christ will appear to receive his saints, that we can all be back in standing, in good standing with you, and we will all be in one place that you have designated for us to be from the foundation of the world, and that's to be with you in heaven, that you have prepared for us, for those that accept your Son Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we just give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We ask, Lord, that you continue to move by your Spirit through each one of us, and that your will alone will be done in us, that you will get the glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer, say amen. Well, on tonight, I pray that you have been blessed by this word through Pastor Norman King. I know I was uplifted and blessed by it as well. And I know that somebody received this word on tonight. Even if it's just one person, we know that this message has not gone in vain, but the Lord is glorified through this message on tonight. And the enemy, the devil, the Satan, the father of lies, he's even more horrified after this message has gone forth. So we just give God the glory for it in Jesus' name. So now we ask that you continue to tune in to this ministry every Thursday and every Saturday night and be blessed by it. And don't forget to share the news about this ministry to others, that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And we're going to close out with our opening song on tonight, because we're living in such a time that wars and rumors of wars are seem to be rearing up on every side, but we know that God is still in control. So we're going to close out with our opening song, War, This Means War. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. Every day.
other days, but you can't have my friend.